RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. The 17th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Egypt. Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs appreciate Inam Pass performance. Now the news in details. 2017 is the 17th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Egypt. The two countries have strong and solid relations in the fields of politics, economy, social, cultural, and educational matters. It was stated by Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt, Helmi Fauzi, to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Cairo. Thus, Indonesian Embassy in Cairo prepares a number of activities during 2017. In addition, both countries also improved their people's welfare. The ambassador views that this can be implemented through increasing cooperation of trade and economy.
Sudah saatnya juga kita lebih menerjemahkan kedekatan historis.
It's time for us to translate historical closeness of good relations between Indonesia and Egypt, especially in social, cultural, and educational matters fields, such as how we can improve people's welfare of both sides, and this can only be improved by helping each other to increase relations in economic, technical, and trade cooperation, including exchange and transfer of technology between the two countries.
Dan hubungan kerjasama teknik, ya, termasuk juga pertukaran dan transfer teknologi di antara kedua bangsa.
Furthermore, Ambassador Helmi Fauzi also said that currently, the Indonesian Embassy is preparing a number of activities to celebrate the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relation between Indonesia and Egypt, including cultural performances. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan appreciates the performance of Indonesian maritime pilots or INAMPA who have done much for maritime safety, especially for ships that go out and enter the territory of Indonesia. It was said by Luhut Binsar Panjaitan when receiving an honorary visit of the Central and Regional Board of the Indonesian Maritime Pilots in Jakarta. The President of Indonesian Maritime Pilots, Pasorwan Herman Haryanja, in Medan on Wednesday said, "The confidence of outsiders, especially in the country, is increasingly higher in marine and security management." He also added the importance of scouting the ships passing through the Strait of Malacca and Singapore Strait to create the safety of shipping and safeguarding the Indonesia's sovereignty. In addition, there are economic, cultural, diplomatic, defense, and other values that can be created through auxiliary activities. The Indonesian Maritime Pilots is a professional container with its leading role as the noble executive of maritime safety throughout Indonesian waters to support the government programs, especially in realizing Indonesia as the world maritime axis. Commander of Military Resort 072 Pamungkas Brigadier General Fajar Setiawan has made assurance that there are no plans of closing down tourist attractions during the former U.S. President Barack Obama's visit to Yogyakarta province. He stated after leading a roll call to observe the security preparedness ahead of Obama's arrival at North Square, Yogyakarta, on Wednesday, June 28, that no tourist attractions will be closed as the Lebaran holiday is still underway. The military also want to provide security and comfort to the people who are vacationing in Yogyakarta. Obama and his family have planned to visit Yogyakarta on June 28 to 30. According to information received by Antara, after departing from Bali, Obama and his family will visit the temples of Prambanan and Borobudur. Setiawan made assurance that all personnel of the Indonesian National Army and Police of Yogyakarta have set up maximum security in accordance with the security standards for the state guest. He stated that the military are ready to provide security and guarantee the safety of the state guests during their visit in the province of Yogyakarta and Central Java. This news comes to you from Mera Remote Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Borneo Orangutan Survival, or BOS, Nyaru Menteng Foundation reported dozens of orangutan were killed in central Kalimantan. The numbers were not included those which were died after having upper respiratory tract infections on forest and land fire. The spokesperson of BOS Nyaru Menteng Foundation, Monterado Friedman, said orangutan had been endangered and it could be extinct at any time. He said recently in Palangkaraya, central Kalimantan, there were 480 orangutans rehabilitated at BOS Nyaru Menteng. Only 280 were released during 2015-2017. The data showed orangutan have been endangered. People seem to be unaware of endangered orangutan. Law enforcement to those who killed orangutan was also seemed to be no strict. Some big cases punished the perpetrators for only 2 years and 9 months of imprisonment. He said in 2016, there were orangutan died after being burned. Montero expected that the cases would encourage the people to preserve the primates. It was an implementation of Law No. 5 in 1990 on biodiversity and ecosystem. Around 150 personnel with the National Search and Rescue Agency have extended their search for German tourist Walter Klost, 49 years old, who was reported missing a week ago on Mount Sibayak in Garo, North Sumatra. Medan National Search and Rescue Head of Operation, Emma Guswibisono, told reporters in Medan, North Sumatra recently that the team has been looking for him for 6 days, but the team has still found no trace. Agus said that the team had been searching on all hiking trails on the mountain with no result, so that the team had shifted the search focus to several cliffs that were hard to reach. Klaus reported missing on June 22nd, a day after he signed up to climb Mount Sibayak solo and declined to be accompanied by a local tour guide. Agus cited several witnesses who had seen Walter successfully reaching the top. Abdi, a Mount Sibayak tour guide, said that he had met Walter at the mountain's peak, wearing a pink shirt and carrying a small blue backpack. However, Abdi did not speak with him as he was guiding a group of tourists. Elite Counterterrorism Unit Densus 88 of the National Police on Wednesday, June 28, took three suspects in an attack at North Sumatra Police Headquarters to Jakarta. The suspects are Syawaluddin Pakpahan, Hendri Pratama, and Firmansyah Putrayudi. Meanwhile, another suspect, Ardial Ramadana, who was shot dead in the incident, has been buried in Medan. Three suspects named in Sumatra Police Headquarters attack, some 12 witnesses, had earlier been questioned for alleged involvement in the incident and were subsequently released. In the attack at North Sumatra Police Headquarters, Police Officer Martua Sigalinging died from stab wounds and suffered burns on his face on Sunday, June 25th. He was attacked by Syawaluddin Pakpahan and Ardial Ramadan, who broke into the headquarters by jumping the fence. North Sumatra Police Chief Inspector General Rico Amilza Daniel said in Medan, North Sumatra on Wednesday that the attackers are part of a terror group called Jamaah Ansharut Daulah. The motive behind the attack was to steal weapons for their next attack against the police and military. Rico said that the terror attack was planned a week earlier. The regional governments of Kota Mobagu has targeted coffee plantation in the area become one of the tourism destination in North Sulawesi province. A number of steps are ready to be implemented with the hope of supporting the economic pace in the future. Mayor of Kota Mobagu, Tatong Bara, escorted by Antara in Manado on Wednesday, said that his party proposed a budget to the central government and local government. Tatong Bara said that his side is also preparing infrastructure for the development of coffee plantation area, including road access. If the road access is good, the domestic and foreign visitors can easily come to the area. The development of coffee garden is also continuously done and thousands of seedlings will be stocked to increase the production of coffee. According to him, the existing coffee trees will continue to be maintained so that the productivity remains good with high-quality coffee beans. Moreover, the demands for Kota Mobagu coffee has reached international markets such as China, Ukraine, and the Netherlands. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sari Berita.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Hello, listeners. Nice to meet you here from Arrival Service Voice of Indonesia with our daily program commentary. Today's topic is tourism and strategy economy sector. The tourism industry should soon be packaged in a modern world-class product with a complete package providing services ranging from foreign tourists departing from home until bringing back unforgettable memories. This can be carried out by establishing cooperation and networking that are integrated with industry stakeholders at home and abroad, such as travel agencies, airlines, and hotel networks. More importantly, it must be supported by massive promotion. If this is done more seriously, tourism cannot only be one of the greatest foreign exchange earners in the future, but it will also encourage the development of marginalized suburbs, accelerate infrastructure development, and create new sources of economic growth. This can be realized by building infrastructure and facilities such as direct flights from major cities. Moreover, Indonesia has a region that is four times more extensive with diverse natural and cultural beauty. The number of attractions is more and there are various creative industries. To boost foreign exchange from tourism sector, at least central and regional governments must synergize to make an important step by showing seriousness in building road transportation access with smooth road and air transportation in all cities. In addition, Indonesia also needs to cooperate with art workers, formal and informal sectors, wisdom, hospitality, and tradition deeply rooted in the lives of local people will be great attraction inherent in the memories of foreign tourists. High value added tourism is expected to support each other with the manufacturing sector, services, agriculture, and environmental development. Thus, it is not wrong if many people claim that the tourism sector can be the government's flagship product from various sectors. What is needed is to widen the access of prospective workers to get various skills of tourism. by educating as many qualified, credible, and integrated human resources as possible, including by providing attractive scholarships, the tourism sector will be supported by qualified human resources. We hope human resources in tourism sector may create the ones who know exactly how to answer the needs of tourists who come to bring money for fun across Indonesia. Listener, that was commentary. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, nice to meet you here. I'm Hirmana Rahmana in our regular program Today in History over our rival service, Voice of Indonesia. While we start from an event on June 29, 1993, when National Family Day was commemorated. The commemoration of National Family Day is an annual momentum which has been held since 1993. This commemoration becomes an appreciation symbol for Indonesian family whose participation in the population family planning program is active. This program limits the child's birth in family. The number of child which is considered ideal in every family is that two children is enough. Through the commemoration, members of Indonesian family are hoped to improve the quality of life. The next event was in 1976 when Seychelles gained its independence. Seychelles is an archipelago in Indian Ocean. The Seychelles was uninhabited throughout most of recorded history. The British contested control over the island between 1794 and 1810. Jean Baptiste Quincy, Prince Administrator of Seychelles during years of war with the United Kingdom, declined to resist when armed army warships arrived. Instead, he successfully negotiated the status of capitulation to Britain, which gave the settlers a privileged position of neutrality. Britain eventually assumed full control upon the surrender of Mauritius in 1810, promised in 1814 at the Treaty of Paris. Seychelles became a crown colony separated from Mauritius in 1903. Elections were held in 1966 and 1970. Seychelles gained its independence in 1976 as republic within the Commonwealth. And the last event was in 1995 when space shuttle Atlantis made 7 straight flights to the former Russian space station Mir. The space shuttle Atlantis was a space shuttle orbiter belonging to National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, the Space Flight and Space Exploration Agency of the United States. Constructed by the Rockwell International Company in Southern California and delivered to the Kennedy Space Center in Eastern Florida in April 1985, Atlantis was the fourth operational and the second-to-last space shuttle built. Its maiden flight was STS-51, Chevron 3 to 7 October 1985. Beginning in 1995 with STS-71, Atlantis made 7 straight flights to the former Russian space station Mir as part of the Shuttle Mir program. STS-71 marked a number of firsts in human space flight. 100th U.S. manned space flight, the first U.S. shuttle Russian space station Mir docking and joined on orbit operations. And first on orbit chain out of a shuttle crew. When Link, Atlantis and Mir together formed the largest spacecraft in orbit at the time. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. The theme of today's focus is 70% of Indonesian companies optimistic about ASEAN Economic Community. Stay tuned. 76% of Indonesian companies is optimistic that ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, will help the business grow as the opportunities for business expansion in Southeast Asia expand. The AEC is considered as the answer to the business growth challenge. This was reported from a survey of Asian Enterprise Survey conducted by United Overseas Bank UOB towards 2,500 companies from various regional countries. The result of the survey was released on Wednesday, June 21, 2017. Head of the Global Market with the Bank UOB Indonesia in his official report on Wednesday, Fredericus Wisoke said that the Indonesian companies are ready to achieve the opportunities and benefits created from the birth of regional initiatives such as ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. He views that the survey shows that Indonesian companies are very optimistic about the prospect of business growth in Asia. Almost half of all Indonesian respondents said that they hope to be able to purchase various products and services at more competitive prices through the presence of AEC. They also said that AEC will provide benefits in terms of access to investors and greater capital as well as the ease of obtaining skilled labor. Frederico also said Indonesian companies have enjoyed a strong financial performance over the last 3 years. The companies also hoped to be able to grow the business by utilizing the relationship among countries through ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. Fredericus added that the optimism of Indonesian companies is also supported by economic and investment reform initiatives in infrastructure aimed at boosting Indonesian economic growth that has been carried out by the government. The optimism of Indonesian companies towards the AEC is second only to Thai companies, showing 83% optimism. The survey was conducted by United Overseas Bank in May and June 2016 towards 2,500 companies from China, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand. The goal is to see how Asian countries, including Indonesia, are grabbing business opportunities in the midst of global and regional economic trends and trade flows. The survey also showed that one-third of Indonesian firms is optimistic that expansion into Asia will be a driving force in the next 3 to 5 years. Some destination countries of expansion include Singapore, Malaysia, and Japan and China. However, the survey result indicates that there are some national companies that do not prioritize investment in the field of information technology system as one means of increasing production. Fredericus also affirmed that if the technology can be utilized, it is possible that the human resources of national companies can be more productive. Listener, that was Focus Day. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan appreciates the performance of Indonesian maritime pilots in Nampa who have done much for maritime safety, especially for ships that go out and enter the territory of Indonesia. Commander of Military Resort 072 Pamungkas Brigadier General Fajar Setiawan has made assurance that there are no plans of closing down tourist attractions during the former U.S. President Barack Obama's visit to Yogyakarta province. Borneo Orangutan Survival Nyaru Menteng Foundation reported dozens of orangutan were killed in central Kalimantan. Around 150 personnel with the National Search and Rescue Agency have extended their search for German tourist Walter Klost, 49 years old, who was reported missing a week ago on Mount Sibayak in Karo, North Sumatra. Elite Counterterrorism Unit Densus 88 of the National Police on Wednesday, June 28, took three suspects in an attack at North Sumatra Police Headquarters to Jakarta. The regional government of Kota Mubagu has targeted coffee plantation in the area become one of the tourism destination in North Sulawesi province. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder. Today we will invite you to religious travel to Papua, stay tuned. Listener, the majority of Papuans are Christian, but who knows, in this province, we still find traces of Islamic history. Islam has a long history in the Cendrawasih land. The proof of Islamic long journey to reach the land of Papua can be seen in Wartuer Mosque or Patimburak Old Mosque in Patimburak Village, Koka Sub-District, Fakfak Regency, West Papua. It is the oldest mosque in Papua. To go to the Wartuer Mosque from the center of Fakfak town, you have to go through a 45-kilometer long road to the Koka sub-district. From Kokas to Patimburak village, the journey then continue by a small boat with a travel time of approximately 1 hour, or it can also cross the land road to Patimburak. Listener, the word Wartuer in local language means the oldest. There are also other sources that define Wartuer as estuary, referring to the location of the mosque located near the estuary of the river. Wartuer Mosque is estimated to be built around the year 1870 by the community leader Abu Hari Kilian. He came from the Sultanate of Ternate and got the task to spread Islam to the land of Papua. The World War Mosque still firmly stands until nowadays, despite all ages. Listener, we can see from a distance the Dome of Patimpurak Old Mosque, which is similar to the dome of churches in Europe in the past. The roof is made of zinc like houses in Papua with green color, red and yellow. The mosque is unique because the building looks like a mixture of churches and mosques. This condition shows a strong religious tolerance in the area. In terms of architecture, World War Mosque has many philosophies. The typical hexagon-shaped building symbolizes six pillars of faith, while the octagonal dome made symbolizes eight directions of the wind. One of the directions is marked as mihrab, referring to Qibla as the direction of prayer. In the middle of the mosque building, there are four pillars that resemble the structure of buildings on Java Island. The wooden pillars of the mosque are still original and sturdy. The interior is almost the same as the mosque founded by clerics in Java. In addition, in the mosque is also stored the drum or baduk, which is almost the same age with the mosque. Patimpurak Old Mosque until now still function as a place of worship for 36 heads of families, with 147 people living around the region. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder with the topic of Patimpurak Old Mosque. Tomorrow we will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back with Minuka in Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about Family Planning Day. Stay tuned. Listener, June 26 is annually celebrated as National Family Planning Day, or also known as National Family Day. In 1949, on which the nations of Indonesia's situation and condition at that time was not yet fully conducive, it was mandatory for every citizen to do conscriptions. So they were to be separated from the family, including Lieutenant Colonel Suhartos, former Indonesian president, who was assigned as guerrilla commander in Yogyakarta. Through persistent struggle, finally on June 22nd, the Dutch surrendered Indonesian sovereignty. 1 week later, on June 29, all fighters returned to their families. Lieutenant Colonel Suharto also reported to Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX that every soldier who fought had been reunited with his family. The report also became a historical moment that became the background of the birth of the Family Day. Family Planning Day was declared by President Suharto on June 29, 1993, in Lampung Province. Lampung was chosen at that time because it is a miniature Indonesia that has a population of various ethnic groups. International Family Day is commemorated based on Presidential Decree No. 39 of 2014 as National Family Day. This year, the 24th commemoration day of the National Family Day is to be held in Bandar Lampung City, Lampung Province, on July 15, 2017. The National Family Day theme of the year 2017 is, with National Family Day, we build nation character through respected families. The National Family Day is commemorated to be a momentum for every Indonesian family to get back together and interact with their families together, as well as exchange experiences directly with quality communication. To commemorate the 24th National Family Day in 2017, the National Family Planning and Family Planning Agency held various activities consisting of pre-National Family Day and National Family Day peak activities. The pre-National Family Day organized socializations about the Family Day to young filmmakers and car-free days in some cities. In addition, there were also a declaration of the National Family Day's logo, scholarship submissions, homecoming bazaar or cheap market, family planning services, IVA test and pap smear, meeting of national population, family planning and family development program manager in national level. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today's with the topic of Family Planning Day. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again in the next Miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey, Michelle, what are you reading?
Hi, Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, wherever you are. We meet again in our regular segment, Music Corner. To begin our program for today, we are going to bring you a song coming from Opik entitled Tombo Ati.
Oh,
Listener Muslims around the world have been fasting for almost 1 month and will soon celebrating the long-awaited holiday of Idul Fitri, the victory day for those who undergo fasting for a whole month. Ramadan atmosphere that is full of wisdom inspired Muslims to understand the values contained in the implementation of fasting, with expectation that values can be implemented in a daily life. Listener, in connection with this, the singer opic reflects in the lyrics combined with arrangement in accordance with the Islamic nuance. Let's enjoy another song from opic.
Bintang, bintang.
Opik is a singer who was firstly oriented to the rock music genre, changed his way to become a religious singer. Opik is consistent in the path of religious music, even his performance wearing Islamic costume. Opik has now permanently kept his career in religious music in Indonesia. The color and character of his music adopted from various genres perfectly by dominating piano as a leading instrument. Well, listener, now we are going to end our music corner for today with another wonderful song from Opik entitled Rapuh. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next music corner.
Detik waktu terus berjalan, berhias gelap dan terang. Suka dan duka, tangis dan tawa, tergores bagai lukisan. Seribu mimpi, berjuta sepi, hadir bagai teman sejati. Di antara lelahnya jiwa, dalam resah dan air mata, ku persembahkan kepadamu yang terindah dalam hidupku. Meski ku rapuh dalam kadang tak setia kepadamu, namun cinta dalam jiwa hanyalah padamu. Maafkanlah bila hati tak sempurna mencintaimu. Dalam dada ku harap sempurna mencintaimu. Dalam dada ku harap hanya dirimu yang berkuasa. Terus berlalu,
semua berakhir padamu. Jika aku adalah debu, ku ingin ada di hamparan rahmatmu. Jika aku adalah cinta, kan ku bawa bait-bait rindu tentangmu. Melewati batas waktu, melewati segala duka hidupku, tersenyum. Datangkan pergi, yang hilangkan berganti. Tiada selamanya, nyanyi sepi jiwa. Besarkan hatimu, hadapi segalanya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.